Mary Kay, 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 you're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Mary Kay,
are what radio should be.
I just thought about how it would change, what would I do, how could I make them sorry that they ever did this to me. It's not an image, it's just a way of life, it's a mentality.
Rap music saved my life.
It's a balanced presentation, the job of the MC. Spit the rawest rhyme you could possibly spit. Gather a crowd around.
The schemes, the words, the rhymes, the heat, the love, the hustle, the grind. The hip hop, loving it and living my life. You know, true MCs never stop. Can you feel that? Can you feel that? Tenderly maneuver the beat, but do it better when that draw in the sweet. I keep that blow in the street, blow on the beat. I stay street sweeping, eating up these carnivores. The game is clearly vegan. Running through these dimmers, Reggie Bush, my best season. In and out like Jay Kardashian, but for many reasons, beef for no reason. Media shark takes. The love, the hustle, the grind, the hip hop, loving it and living my life.
from my liquor slate. Stone, we kinda known for running this little state. As far as sex is concerned, the trill niggas be flowing. Down her, we lacing them tracks just like a sew-in. Heart in my slang, it's a gift and a curse. I feel like the rent, always get mentioned at first. Remember when all rappers would implicate the art? Man, those were the times like multiplication charts. Real MCs never die, real rap never lie. Not the one that chase seduces it, I forever try. Even when we pass, our music will live on. But for now, we're trying to work on some Grammys to bring home. Hold up.
Because I tell you, the mainstream is a very comfortable place to be. But that's the problem. Slavery is comfortable. Freedom is what's difficult.
Bring every rule in the book, blow it up. It's a new era, it's a new millennium, baby. It's a new day.
It's about the craft, what it takes to write a rap, what goes on inside the head of the masses.
I represent for the borough, though, you know what I'm saying?
I already know what it is, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. And welcome to the Mommy Mob Show. True MCs never die. Can you feel me? Big shout out to Slate Stone for definitely doing his thing on that track right there. And we also got a couple more queens on there as far as that Slim the Phenomenon, Big Sam, and the Deputy. And that's off the True MCs Never Die mixtape. You can definitely go and check that out at SlateStone.com. Welcome to Mommy Mobs. We're going to get into the top topic. And who are new to my show, welcome. Welcome. I'm glad that you're here, that you tuned in. You can be anywhere else, but you are here with me, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. And we're going to talk about today, I want to motivate you, because something that was motivating me is how to turn pain into power. Like, wow. I know some of you guys are like, what? How to turn pain into power? And I'm going to share my experience and my motivation with you on how I turn my pain into power, even whether it be the past or the present, but you're moving forward and I want to motivate you on today. But make sure you call me up too as well. I want to hear how you guys turn your pain into power too. Share your stories right here live on Diva Spot Radio at 347-989-0302. That's 347-989-0302. Get your tea because I got my tea. Take me a sip here. Turning pain into power. Now, a lot of us have experienced things through financial hardship, relationship hardships, you know, as far as with our careers, our family, and it seems to be when the things are up, they up. Like, we're happy, we're able to maintain, but when things are down, it's always a struggle. But when something has happened to you, like, let's start with finances. You either lose your job or you're not getting enough hours and you decrease, or you just feeling like, you know what, I don't make enough money to cover all my bills, or I'm struggling to the next paycheck, which can be very painful. It's time for us to really start motivating ourselves and start resetting and coming up with a plan. Because we can sit in our woos all day about how I don't make enough money, or I don't have the money to buy that car I want, or I don't have the money to take care of my kids how I want. And it's just a lot of material things that we're trying to achieve, and also bigger things in life, like making sure that we have savings or a financial, secure financial income for our families to be taken care of while we're here and while we're going. But one thing I had to realize for myself is, okay, I got to get serious about my money. That's the first thing. Now, I need to look at my income versus my outcome. Do I have more outcoming bills taken from my income? So if I do, and if I realize that I did, I was like, this is why I'm struggling, because I'm living above my means at this moment. So I took the time out to sit down and look at my bills, look at everything that I was paying for, and start eliminating the things that's not necessary for me at this point when it comes to taking care of the family, taking care of the house, taking care of those bills like food and electricity and stuff like that, gas, maintaining. So I went ahead and eliminated those things that I didn't need. After I did that, that's when I started seeing where I can save money at, because I cut out all the bills that I didn't need, and I was like, oh, okay, I got a couple extra hundred left to put in the bank for those long-term goals, to like take a vacation, buy a new car, buy a new house, you know, things like that, or pay off some debt. Get your credit in order. I know as mothers out there and as fathers, and parents and single parents and two family parents, I know how important it is to have good financial management and balance in the home. So you won't be all stressed out of if you're going to be able to pay your light bill, or are you going to be able to buy food, or will you have gas, or will you be able to pay the car insurance by the end of the month. You know, it's taking out those necessary bills so you can be able to have some savings for those things that you really want to do. Now, it's already March, in 2016, okay? And the summer's coming up, and I know some of us want to travel. So if we want to do those big things, and if we want to be able to qualify for these credit cards or qualify and have good credit for things like a car or whatever, we have to start putting this together, apart some savings right now, and start working on your financial management right now. Because poor financial management will have you in the poorhouse. Period. If you're not paying attention to what you're spending and what you're savings, you are going to have a really serious problem at the end of the day, and it could lead up to your homelessness. You're not managing your bills correctly, it will hurt you. So instead of going through all of that pain and looking at these worries like I got all of these bills, turn that pain into power by sitting down, taking a reset button, coming up with a plan of action for you so you won't have to deal with or go through any worries or stress when it comes to paying your bills. I had to do that for myself, and it has been very successful for me. I'm glad to say that I now have savings. I'm glad to say that I can afford all of my bills, from my rent to the car down to childcare. You know, all of that plays a factor, and that was a big relief off of me by having that security of knowing, okay, I am financially secured to take care of my bills. And right now I'm a single woman with two children.
DJ Wizlow.
With no regrets, I can forget all about my blues. My life can take direction now, and my mind a clearer point of view. You know you lift me up when I'm torn. You brought me out of this lost and found. Welcome back to Mommy Miles. You know how we do. It's your girl, Queen 1000. And we're talking about turning pain into power. Shout out to DJ Wizline for that hot mix on that Angela Winbush. And that song, Angel, is just so wonderful. How many of y'all found y'all Angel? That's what I want to know. I want y'all to call me up. 347-989-0302. Let me know when you found my angel as well, y'all. I found my angel through forgiveness and through peace and through tapping into my power and all my power. The power to push me forward, to power to push others, individuals, and not myself. And that's another thing I want to talk about too, because sometimes I think we look around and we say, oh, what was me? What all this stuff going on with me? But it's somebody else that's going through it harder than what we are. And I've seen it. And I believe that the Most High put me in situations, because I always ask for insight. Me, when I'm going through any type of pain or I'm motivating myself, I'm motivating others, I always go to the Most High and ask for insight. The Lord, what is it that you want to use me to do that? Somebody else outside my own self. How can I touch my family, my friends, co-workers, people I don't even know yet? I mean, I love to motivate people, and I love to turn negatives into positives, because that shows when things happen to you, your mate cheated on you, somebody stole from you, somebody did something to your children, somebody done something to you on your job, somebody is doing something to you at school. You know, turning a negative into a positive is the way to shut all negativity down. Because they like, well, that happened to them. Oh, did you hear what happened to such and such? Or did you hear what this person is going through? Of course, somebody is going to talk about it. But you coming out on top, and you keep smiling, and you keep pushing, and you keep grinding until you have met your goals for yourself and not nobody else. See, that's when the power come in. When you're able to focus on yourself and your life and turn any trials or tribulations or triumphs into positives and overcome. That feels so good. It feels so good to know that you put in that hard work. You bared that season. You was faithful. You believed in the Lord. You stayed faithful to yourself, your true values, your core values. And I'm talking about real good core values and good morals as a person. Because we all know that two wrongs don't make a right. We're grown enough to know that by now, y'all. But I found my angel when I started to discover the beauty within myself. All the things I had accomplished, over the things I had over. Guys, you have come so many things in life, even day by day, and you still hearing, you still driving, you still pushing, you still making it your business to get up every day. To work towards that goal. Some of us only realize the goals that we already accomplished right now. We got true love and happiness in our life every day. But if you focus on the negative, you're not going to be able to see the positive things that you already did. Man. What a blessing to have that. True love and happiness. No drama. No financial strains. No be my drama. No baby daddy drama. No ex drama. No ex friends. You can have it. It's out there for you. Now, some of us has been burned by people and hurt by people, you know, that we thought that we can trust. We thought that they were our family. We thought they was our friends. And they weren't. And that's okay. We'll learn from it. But what I want to put you on today is not to hold that pain that you feel like somebody has hurt you, because all that pain is doing is dragging you. It's becoming a heavier and heavier and heavier ball, and it's slowing you down, and you're not getting any closer to the goal that you set. I wonder why you keep going in this circle, why you keep repeating the same cycle. Sometimes it's just better to let it go and just keep moving. I mean, really. Like Erykah Badu, I guess I'll see you next lifetime. Hopefully when I do see you in the next lifetime, it's going to be more better times. And if I'm talking to the people who right now have been hurt by family member or friends or mate, those who have been lied to and deceived. And you feel like you waste your time. Like, all of that time for what? For me to end up with nothing? You didn't end up with nothing. You learn from it. You learn who that person is, you know. Now you learn what you want, what not to do. Don't give up, because life don't stop when relationships end. Only the relationships stop. You don't stop. If you love yourself how you say you love yourself, you won't stop. You will never give up on yourself because somebody else gave up on you. Or you felt like somebody used you. You guys, we got to let that go. You got to let that go right now. You got to get that off of your soul. You got to get that off of your spirit. You can't carry that negative energy into your positive future. It's not going to work. Your future wants to be bright, but you carrying clouds with you. You got to let it go. You got to let what people do, the nonsense that people do, you got to let it go. You got to turn that pain into power. Go back to school. Look for another job. Start a company. Eat healthier. Live healthier. Love healthier. Push. Because like I said, life don't stop when relationships end. You may stop when a relationship ends, but life ain't going to stop. We got to start loving ourselves on purpose. Love yourself on purpose today. Get up. Do something nice for yourself. The things that you used to do for yourself that made you feel good before you encountered another person's negative energy. Before you encountered this new job, before you encountered the stress of a new job, before you encountered the stress of a new position, before you encountered the stress of a new relationship, before you encountered the stress of a sickness that may be over your body. Don't be defeated. Don't give in to it. Love yourself. Be good to yourself. You owe it to you. Another way of turning pain into power, too, is don't wait for no one to do things you want to do. If you want to go to the movies, go to the movies. If you want to go to a play or a concert, you want to take a vacation, you want to travel the world, you want to go back to the motherland, do it. Don't sit around nobody and think that you need this person to be happy. You don't need that person. It would be nice to have them with you going, but if they ain't on the same page as you that you are, you're going to have to go and experience it for yourself anyway. Because that's what it's about. It's about the experience. You want to experience life, and you should experience life on purpose. Love and happiness. A lot of us women, shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now to the Mommy Mob Show. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. We talking about turning pain into power. Don't wait for anyone to go and do the things that your heart desires. Because just because your heart desires to go to another country and visit, or your heart desires to go, you know, and visit a museum, your heart desires to lose weight, your heart desires to have life insurance, your heart desires to go to money management, your heart desires everything. Everybody else don't have a lot. Everybody is different, so they not gonna may have the same drive as you have. And shout out to all my up and coming radio personalities. Everybody that's starting off and seasoned and well seasoned and Blog Talk. Big shout out to you guys. I speak blessing over all your shows. If your goal is to be a radio personality or an artist or an entrepreneur, keep moving, keep going. And motivate yourself every day. Positive affirmations every day. We got to learn to start speaking good to ourselves and waiting for somebody to validate us. The only validation you should be looking for first is the Most High and then yours. And then, you know, maybe if you're doing this for your kid or you're doing it for, you know, whoever. But the most important relationship is you. Because that's what's going to produce from it. Your fruits is going to produce from your ability to bounce back from any pain. That's where your victory is. That's where your triumph is going to come. You're going to be able to motivate somebody else and say, man, I've been there. I've been lied to. I've been cheated on. I've been shot. I've been laid off. I've been raped. I've been jumped. I went through sickness. My car got stolen. You know? My bank account was compromised. You're going to be able to talk, motivate, and testify to somebody else how you overcame. My family members died. My child died. My husband died. My wife died. Know that everything that we go through as far as pain, we have the ability to turn it into power, because everything that we go through living here on this earth, somebody has already went through it before. It's nothing new. But the way that we respond to it is new. The way you take what has happened to you, a traumatic experience, the way you take it and flip mode on it and flip it for your better is new. And old at the same time. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio on the Mommy Mob Show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Mommy Mobs. And make sure you follow me, Diva Ebony B, on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. We're going to take another music break, and I'm going to come back and motivate you guys some more. Call me up at 347-989-0302, 347-989-0312, and press the one button to be heard. I'm going to get into some August, Alisa. And the name of this song is called Dreamer.
Hey, yo, this your boy Stunner Man, a.k.a. Johnny Bang. And when I'm out west, I'm rocking to the sounds of DJ Wizlam.
Tricking and tricking and working so hard for them singles. 20 for her to get naked. Money she see for the tank, she gonna take it. Been dancing so long, she don't know when she'll be graduating. Fresh on the talent, she tripping. She telling them to stop hating. 3 years later, boy, grows into a man. Got a pocket full of money, 9 million in hand. Mama praying, trying to make him understand that they just wanna put him in a system. It's too late now, he convicted.
She fell in love with the ballers and bottles. He fell in love with the black and the black, now he talking them choppers. Kinda just seem like nobody else wanna be lawyers and doctors. Nowadays everybody out here trying to be dealers and models. Just a thought, I guess that's how we're going. It's all you know. And you ain't a dreamer. And you ain't a dreamer. I guess that's how it be. When it's all you say. And you ain't a dreamer. About going to college, choosing a major, getting some knowledge. He never dreamt about living for some. All that he knew was he was tired of the struggle. She never knew that she'd ever do that. Now she addicted to the money and a new bag. And now he wished that what she could get back. All the time he's lost, now he pays the cost. With the black and the black, now he toting them choppers. Kinda just seem like nobody else wanna be lawyers and doctors. Nowadays everybody out here trying to be dealers and models.
Just a thought, I guess that's how we go.
Before the money, they didn't see me like it's dark, and it's all black, homie. But now they switching, cause the card black, homie. It wasn't always that way. We was recording on a 4-track, homie. A new apartment, no fridge, no mattress, no table, no cable. And all I hear is my girl in my ear, and this nigga Easy asking for his car back, homie. I would've never saw this happening from that far back, homie. What it came to be, would've never believed. Living the life I live in CBT, a motherfucking dream. So reality is what you call that, homie. Yeah, it was something to me. No eat, no sleep, what nothing to me. Can't always be how you want it to be. And I'm the one that they looking up to. Fuck, they expecting to
me. And it all falls back on me. Somehow.
And how how it always was. DJing parties in my neighborhood just for the love. Dope dealers over tipping and bitches stripping.
Any minute they can start tripping and start shooting shit.
On any given day, I'm like, what the fuck? Face down on the pavement with the billy club. Took that feeling to the studio and queued it up. And now it's fuck the police all up in the club. Now it's 91 and Snoop Dogg came to visit and was like, what up, cuz? Let me show you what this chronic like. Couldn't help myself, just had to dip into that chronic life. And then that night came in, when that nigga Night came in.
Whoa.
That's one of them dreams you don't wake up from. Then again, you don't sleep if you come from where I come from. Where the sunshine and they bus nines. No 9 plus 1, 1. When they run up on your school bus with a two truck, you might learn something.
And it all falls back on me. Somehow it all falls back on me. No matter where we are, no matter what we doing, it's on me. If it was up to you, this is the way it's always gonna be.
Hey, sometimes how, somehow, in some way, it all falls back on me. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in. It's your Diva NEB, aka Queen 1000. And you're now tuned in live to the Mommy Mob Show right here on Diva Spot Radio. We're talking about turning pain into power. Because you can. You have the ability right now to turn your pain into your power. And I know all of us have somehow incurred some type of pain, but we can turn it over. But I want to give a couple of shout outs to everybody that's tuned in live and that's also support other people. I'm so blessed to know you. So big shout out to Edward Porter, big shout out to Cherise, big shout out to Alice, big shout out to Eric Keith. I see, big shout out to Rochelle, big shout out to Austin, big shout out to Papa. Big shout out to Nakia. Big shout out to Kareef. Big shout out to everybody. Big shout out to Dave Walker. Big shout out to Benjamin. I see you guys. My family, Twitter family, all my texts, everybody. I definitely appreciate the love. I see you guys as soldiers in the struggle. So I'm definitely blessed to have you guys in my life, man. But let's talk about turning pain into power. How can I turn my pain into power, Diva? How does that, after I've been hurt and after everything has happened to me, how do I pick up the pieces, start all over again? Where do I find the energy? You already have the energy. You already have it in. Back in. Back to back. You already have it within, in the inside, because the Most High works inside out, not outside in. Inside out, not outside in. You have the power to do anything that you want to do. First of all, get a vision. Now, okay, plan A, B, C, Q, W, X, Y, Z, it didn't work. That's all right, but now go back to the scratch board and write down your vision again without the pain or without the setback or without the hiccup. Just happened a day ago, 10 minutes ago, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. Tomorrow's gone. We going right back in, picking ourselves right back up, going back to the scratch board, looking at our vision and taking out what did not work so we can keep staying focused on what's in front of us, not what's behind us. That's how you turn pain into power. I am going to move forward with my career. I will get married. I will own a house. I will be able to purchase and own my own cars. I will start my own business. My children will be able to learn and go to a good school or have a healthy life. I can have a healthy relationship. I will have a healthy relationship with my family, my friends, and my coworkers. That's how you live in power. You tell yourself what you can do, because the Most High has already put it into you, so you already know. If the Most High believes in me enough to place me here on this earth, and I'm still here, and I'm still growing through all the mess that I've been through, the car accidents, the financial strain, the loss of family members, the loss of jobs, the loss of homes, you'd have been homeless, you'd have been drug out and dug out, you didn't been there, but I'm still here. Man, please. People start looking at you. I don't know how in the world this person bounced back from what they bounced back from. And be prepared because they're going to ask you. They're going to come to you and say, man, how did you forgive that person? How did you get out of that situation? How do you still have your sanity? How are you still able to smile? How are you still able to give back to other people, even in the midst of your crisis? How are you going to be so motivated like that? They're going to look at you strange. They're going to think it's impossible. That's because they haven't tapped into the energy that they already have within themselves. Because the Most High has blessed them as well. And when I say turn and pay, I'm doing this to get better, to get back at the people that did something to me. No, you are doing this for you. You are turning your positive, your pain into power. This is for you. This ain't for nobody else. Like, real talk. You gotta know for yourself and believe in yourself. It's, all things is not gonna work out. I had to learn that. I was a planner. I mean, I planned everything. I knew where to go. That and when it just crumbled, I just couldn't believe that plan A, plan B, and plan C didn't work out. Man, I'm telling you guys, get up, motivate yourself, eat healthy, live healthy, love healthy, be healthy. Go enjoy the view from the time. Go outside. Get out of the house. Get out of that dungeon. Why are you isolating? That's the first thing we do. We isolate. When something bad happens and when we go through any type of pain, we isolate. We don't want to be bothered with nobody. We don't answer the phones. Our family calling to check on us. Check on us because things are not going the way that we had planned. But are you learning something through your time? And this is what I come to learn on my journey too, because I went through homelessness. I went through a decrease in my job. I got laid off. I got my hours cut, all because, you know, I was always working in the daytime. I couldn't work at night. And the agreement was for me to work daytime because I couldn't work at night because I have children. But when a new management came, it was nothing. It was straight business. And that business is usual, baby. If you can't work at night, well, find somebody that can. But right now, we got to cut your hours to afford the next person. So we can get somebody in here who can't work those times and turn over our profit. Did it hurt in the beginning? Yeah. Was I upset? Yeah. Was I angry? Yeah. But when I sat down and I meditated, and I talked with my father, and my father told me, no, listen, that was just training for you. I thought it was just trials and tribulations and training. When somebody does something to hurt you, or when life changes, when your financial status changes, your relationship status changes, when your educational status changes, and you feel like you took short end of the stick, don't feel that way. Just feel like that. That was training. It's not a trial or a tribulation. It's training. You got the information and experience now for something else bigger that's going to come for you to be able to benefit from it. Power living. And watch motivational speak too. Read motivational books. Periscope. Big shout out to Periscope and big shout out to Dr. Sonia Stribling. Or, excuse me, Sonia Stribling on Periscope. She was so motivational to me, and I was watching that queen and that sister, and she dropped some jewels on the seven areas of your life that you need to be working on. Man, what was that woman powerful. Did she get me motivated? Man, she got me motivated. I appreciate her. But I had to take that time out to start seeking more positive things, more positive talk, more positive light, more positive energy in my life so I can be able to enjoy it. Speaking power over myself. You can't doubt yourself when you know, a lot of us, we know we have power. We know what we're capable of. We know the things that we can get done. We know. But we let doubt and fear and discouragement, we let it get us. We let it get to us. And that's what holds us up every time. Turn your pain into power today, you guys. Let's get into some more music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio on the Mommy Mob Show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at the Mommy Mobs and at Diva Ebony B. Let's get into... I got a lot of hot music on here. I definitely can appreciate. But let's get into some 5 Alive featuring DeJay about money. We got to talk about getting about our money, too. I talked about that early in the show, but we need to make sure that we're motivating and getting our money matters in order. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. Let's do it.
Grind season. Yeah. Y'all niggas already know what season this is, man. It's grind season, man. You know what I mean? That getting the green, or you laying under a season, you heard? But if you ain't know, it's something I gotta let you know, man. My grind is so efficient. I don't plan to stop. My grinding is my soul addiction. We'll get your shit straight, fucker. This is Big K. I'm just a hungry nigga, clearing off the whole plate. Yeah, and when I start, I just can't stop. I'm a beast, I'm scraping out the whole pot. If you cabbage front, I'll make your jaw lock. I'm getting crazy money, that'll make your jaw drop. Yeah, I get swap, something like cash crop. Supply and demand is something that you can't stop. Serving them fiends is something that you can't watch. I'm getting paper, but I'm trying to hit that jackpot. I'm serving fiends, you can call out a head crack. I'm on the grind, so you know I'm about to make a stack. The grind heavy, so you know I gotta live for that. Pocket check, got a pack. When I spin, I get it back.
Coming in as fast as it's going. Waiting to exhale, bitch. That's the money I'm blowing. Always on my fly shit. Yes, the money is showing. Money is growing, cause now the money ain't even folding. They let the money console them. I let the money control them. Sitting on top of the world. All I'm missing is Rotem. Heart full of heat, nigga. All I'm missing is Beretta, man. Ain't got a better plan, cause that bitch never ran. I'm in the zone, counting paper while I get a tan. Just me and Benjamin, all because of 100 grand. And if you think I'm playing, just put your order in. Don't really sit in no cause about a fortune. I'm out here killing these bitches like an abortion. All because I'm flossing and they being cautious. I'm in it to win it like fucking raw dogs, nigga. Watching the money multiply, look what I made, nigga.
Big shout out to all my parents, big shout out to all my new mothers. I love my new mothers. I love when I see new mothers and they're coming into their motherhood and their beautiful, beautiful time of bringing forth another blessing into this world, man. You guys are so beautiful. You guys are such a gift, and how blessed you are that the Most High chose you to bring another beautiful extension of his life and your life into this world. And we got to think, we got to motivate them as well, too. We're talking about turning our pain into power. And I want to talk about our children right now, because our kids, they go through some things, too, and they go through it with us. We're not alone when, whether you are in a single family home or whether you are in a home with two parents, when we experience some type of hardships, our little kings and our little queens go through it right with us. Because they riding right on the side. And I think sometimes we don't realize that how much our children are paying attention to our ups and downs in life and how we're responding to them. Because the way they see us respond to pain or stress or strife or anything in life, they're going to respond the same way. It's very important for us to pay attention to that. Because we're going to have to show them how to cope. Starting off with being shy and in different places and bullying, and they coming into teenagers and peer pressure and drugs and sex and teen pregnancy and all types of stuff, cyberbullying and stuff. Our kids go through it too. And they're not as wise as us. They know that, you know, you don't have to impress anybody. You have to be true to yourself. We are the adults and we have to show them that. Even through our relationships, rather nobody who you meet, we have to show them how to conduct themselves and how to react and maintain under pressure. Because they go through peer pressure, whether they're in the kindergarten or whether they're in the 12th grade. There's always going to be some type of peer pressure. Or when I was talking to one of my clients the other day, she talked about how, you know, her daughter is being influenced by herself, and she doesn't really give herself the credit or respect herself how she used to, because she felt like if she don't look a certain way or she don't act a certain way or she don't dress a certain way, that she doesn't have value. And, you know, we just sat down and we were talking, and the first thing we was looking at, well, where did this insecurity come from? We first looked at the source. And I'm so proud of my queen, because the first thing she said is, well, queen, let's sit down and talk about the source of what our children may go through. Why does she feel like she has to be like these other young girls? And why is she so angry? And why is she so mad? And how can we turn her pain into power? As a mother, the first things we do when something's going on with our children, we look inside. We want to find out what's going on inside. And big shout out to everybody. Give a shout out if you want to feedback on the topic, or just say what's up. Just call in at 347-989-0302. That's 347-989-0302, and press the 1 button to be heard. But we're talking about turning pain into power from yourself onto your children, because we know how important our children are to us. But I'm so proud of her when she was like, well, let me think about what's going on at home first. Is it something that I'm missing, queen? You know, she asked me, for me being the outside looking in. I said, well, how do you deal with the way that you look, and how do you feel about the way that you look? And that may reflect on her. So we just start taking the time to go through a couple of options. It went from home to school to all her different activities to the people that she around, and she said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and talk to her to address these issues and let her know how beautiful she is, how creative she is, and ask her what some of the things that she's interested in, so I can direct her energy into the things that she loves doing. Pow. She didn't say, okay, you know, I want to find out, and she getting off the lever. Her way of dealing with her daughter's pain and the power is to find out what the source of the problem is, find out what her daughter is into and likes, and turn the direction of the energy for her to focus on the things that she is naturally creative in and love doing. I think that's things that we can do for ourselves. give ourselves some credit and get back to doing the things that we made us feel accomplished. The goals that we set out to. If you was going back to school, you was getting another job, you was buying a house, you was buying a car, you was getting married. The things that you have already accomplished. Get back to what you love doing. Like me, I love the fact that I'm back on air because I love being on air. I love motivating people. I love having a palette for mothers and fathers and entrepreneurs and businesses. I love seeing people win. That's what I do. That's what I love doing. So when I was going through all my, what we would call our trials and tribulations, when I was going through the homelessness, when I was going through the financial strain, when I was going through the heartache, the pain, the confusion, the stableness, that whole time I was writing and journaling, but I was like, what can I learn from this to make me better? How can I get back to my show? What is it that I need to do for myself to be financially secure, pay my show, make sure, because airtime costs. So I started setting up a plan and putting myself, what is it that to help me to get better? For me first, then I can be the best radio personality, the best medical professional. I can do it. But I had to speak that to myself. I could walk around bitter and hating and mad. But for what? That's not getting me to where I'm trying to go. And a lot of times we feel like, you know what, everything is all on me. I got to pay the bills. I got to take on the responsibility. I'm the one that always got to do it. And why you can't help it? You know, I used to do this. See, that's another thing too, y'all. That was a favor, it's not. And when I say that, you make sure you go around people and be around people who are going to help you and love you enough to help you, not the people who are flaking on you and wasting your time. Your time is precious. So you don't want to waste it on somebody that's not equipped and that's not ready to help you to get you ready. It's nothing personal. It's a smart decision. That's how you turn pain into power. You don't sit in the pain. You move forward. Think about if Dre would have gave up. Think about if Snoop Dogg would have gave up. Martin Luther King would have gave up. Think about if Mary J. Blige would have gave up. Big shout out to Mary Ellen. Think about who you can be in your future than who you was in your past. Life don't stop after relationships. Relationships stop. Personal relationships, professional relationships, life don't stop. But the beautiful thing about it is turning that pain into power, you get back up again. You reset. You get back to the drawing board. You look at your vision again. Take out what did not work in your past for your vision, and you put something else to it, or you either move over to the next step. That's it. And you wake up every day believing yourself, believing in your kids, your family, believing in your mate, praying over them, praying over each other. Don't hate on nobody else. Don't waste time hating. Please don't do that. Because all it's going to do is bring you down. You wasting time hating. And when you waste time hating, that means you wasting time focusing on the people who hurt you or the things that didn't go right. When you can be focused on coming up with another plan to get yourself back on top, get yourself right. When we plant seeds, sometimes we get so frustrated when they don't grow the way that we want them to grow or as fast as we would like them to grow. A good farmer knows that it's going to take some time and patience. That's all we need. When you snapping back and when you coming back from a fall or a hardship or a financial strain or a relationship or something or a loss. That's another thing. I lost my mother. I lost my father. I lost my child's father. I lost my first love. I lost my grandmother. All of these people died on me. But I got the overstand to realize if it didn't pass, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. In a strange way, I just kind of figure like their passing is what elevated me and motivated me to take myself from just the average Michigan to where I'm at right now. radio wasn't even in the plans for me. I just was passionate about sharing my story and motivating others and just to be very, very creative that it all flowed together. And I thank the Most High for that. Man, I'm so grateful. Because I always ask God, I said, God, just use me as a tool for somebody else. How can I help? What can I do? And I waited. And over the years, he started revealing to me day by day. Day by day, year by year. But I had to go through some things first to be able to share my testimony, my experience, my training with the next person to motivate them to get up after falling down and pushing forward. Because when something bad happens to us and when we hurt, the first thing we do is shell up, we run and hide, we isolate. It's okay to take time out for you. You know, yeah, sometimes we need time just to be like, you know what? I need a break. I need to be by myself. I need to meditate. I need to regroup, you know, and just figure out and take the time out to cope with what just happened. But again, life don't stop. I'm so thankful for God for blessing me to be able to talk to y'all and let you guys know how important and special you are and how you're blessed right around the corner. That blessing on your business right around the corner. How that blessing on your home, your cars, your kids, your relationships, your degree is right around the corner. You take that pain and you turn it into power. And you keep getting up. You go to school. If you got to get on the bus, you got to get that train, you get up and go. You got to manage that money that you need to. You got kicked out of your home. You can't afford it. You had to downgrade. That's okay. Be thankful for where you at right now that you still get another day to tell your story. You got another day to tell your story. You still here. There is purpose here for you. It's still waiting. Still waiting on you to take advantage of it. It ain't over. And that's what I had to tell myself. And that's what I'm telling you. It's never over. As long as you're here and you got breath in your body and you got a mind and you in your right mind, even if you're not in your right mind, you still here. You still have a chance to come up out of that. It's your girl, Queen 1000, a.k.a. Diva Ebony B. Call me up, 347-989-0302. That's 347-989-0302. Press the one button to be heard. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear how you guys are turning your pain into power. How you working it today. How you motivating somebody else today. How is it continuing to work out for you? It may not all be together, but you still here and you doing something about it. I'm going to get into some Marcus Allen right now. I'm going to take a music break, and we're going to come right back. You know.
Shake ya. You're nothing like them other girls from where I'm from. You're a different kind of girl. You give me more. Baby, you ain't gotta wait for nothing. All I need is your time, girl. I'm rolling. Girl, there's something about you that I can't explain. And you know your sexy body's driving me insane. All the time we wasted. I'm so glad we made it. There's no contemplating. I'm all yours. That I'm crazy, I think you're amazing. Love our conversation. Give me more. There's no hesitation. Excuse my impatience. Don't be afraid, embrace it. You're all I want. Baby, you ain't gotta say a word, cause you know exactly what I know, like I know, ain't no need to talk.
Do you wrong? You're still here?
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Go home.
Go home. Go home.
Go.
Big shout out to LB Sherwood. I love it. You're now tuned in live with me, Queen 1000, a.k.a. Diva Ebony B. I'm so glad to have you guys here. We're talking about power. We're coming to the end of the show, but we definitely going to turn it up. Call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302 as we continue to talk about turning pain into power, turning a loss into power, a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job. I'm a loss of respect for someone that we know that, you know, we don't really care too much for. But, you know, by the grace of God and by through his love, we can practice forgiveness. Forgiveness for them for forgiveness for us. So we can continue to have peace and turn our pain into power. To love again. To marry again. To go get another career again. To go back to school to get a new job. You know, to keep moving. Even those who have had miscarriages and lost children, you know, that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing to do for a loss of a child. And it takes time to come back from that. And I can understand your pain. You know, I lost a child before. I had a horrible experience, especially, you know, when you find out and you know that the child is coming and you're making plans that don't work out, it's hurtful. And you don't want to start all over again. You don't want to push forward again. And you get into this depressed stage. And it affects your mate. It affects your family. It affects your children. But turning your pain into power. Loving again. Trying again. Motivating yourself. Letting yourself know that it's not the end. It ain't over for me. And I think that's what we do to ourselves when something don't go the way that we expect it to go. We give up, stop trying, and we don't realize how far we come in the beginning. And we just say, you know what? I don't ever want to go through that experience again. I'm not doing it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to be bothered. I just want to be by myself, and I don't want to deal with anybody. And we start shutting the people who love us out, and that's not healthy. Stop when, you know, your financial status didn't take you where you wanted it to go or where you thought you would be right now. And a lot of us is, you know, we're holding ourselves back. We're dealing with the pain and saying, you know, I should have been here or I should have been there, you know, by this time. And big shout out to Debbie Sims Hall. I definitely see you and appreciate you for tuning in live, you know, to the Mommy Mom Show on Diva Spot Radio here. Mwah, Diva love. But we stop when the things that we feel that we need and we feel like we're so hard to pan out the way that we wanted to, especially relationships. We put all our all in a person and we invest all the time and we think, okay, this is going to work out. This is exactly what I need. And then when it doesn't pan out the way that we want to, we shut down and we stop living. But there's no need to stop living. There's no need to stop giving. There's no need to stop loving. There's no need to stop. Keep going. You started on a good start. Don't have a poor finish. And life is going to have its ups and downs. You're going to have your highs and your lows in life. Ain't nothing that you can do about it. But it's the way that you respond and that you react to it. And that's how we have ourselves as adults. As men and women, as queens and kings, and that's something that we have to pass down to our children as well. How do you respond to a person lying, stealing, you know, causing you some type of hardship in your life, and especially mothers? Because when you hurt, and for the mothers who have children and dealing with, you know, their significant other, or you guys are broke up and you have a child together, and people don't fail to realize, men and women, when you hurt the father or when you hurt the mother, you hurting the child. Because you decided to do something or you decided that this wasn't going to work out for you and you just decided to abruptly leave blow up, or get mad, or go somewhere outside the relationship and bring in, you know, hurt and pain. It's all right for you to go and move on with your life, but leave on good terms, y'all. Don't deceive people. Don't have them in the dark. That's how miscommunication starts, you guys. But turning that pain into power is all about communicating, meditating, loving yourself, loving the Most High, loving your kids, knowing that and speaking into yourself life every day that this is not the end for me. I'm going to get up and keep going with my career, and keep being the best mother I can be, the best wife I can be, the best entrepreneur I can be, the best me to myself first. Then everything goes as okay. I go back to the scratch board, go back to my vision board. I'm calling it a vision board. Go to my vision board and replace it. What didn't work out with something new that may work out in the future, and have hope. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000, and I appreciate your love for listening to the show. Comment at the bottom of the show. If you're listening to the archives later on, I thank you for coming back later to listen to the show. I know your time is very precious, but take the time out to scroll to the bottom of the page, give some feedback, and post a comment, and I'll definitely check it out. Most likely read it on the next show that's coming up. Make sure you tune in live this Friday, Frontline Fridays, with me on Independent Network and the Indie Takeover, powered by Phenomenal Radio. And also make sure you tune in tomorrow to our syndicated show, Next Phase Radio, Chicago's own Ali Joseph, will be on our syndicated show tomorrow at 3 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot, Mindset Mondays with Queen Ali. Syndicated will be playing live tomorrow, 3 p.m.